You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
After loud warnings of pandemic potential, the World Health Organization has officially used the term but states it doesn't change the response to COVID-19. A pandemic is defined as the worldwide spread of a new disease. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says he isn't using the word lightly, but it is a pandemic that can be controlled.
We're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterised as a pandemic.
Mr. Ghebreyesus is warning the number of deaths and countries involved will rise. Dr. Michael Ryan from the WHO's Emergencies Program says Italy and Iran are among the worst affected.
Clearly the situation in Iran is still very serious. There's still a very high number of deaths, there's a high number of sick people, and while the number of cases and the intensity of surveillance has increased, we would like to see that increase even further, and we would like to see more support to the clinical care of sick people in Iran.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has sent her best wishes to Italy as it deals with a high death toll and government orders of a total lockdown. Italians can't leave their home unless there are urgent health reasons or work needs. Italy's Justice Minister Alfonso Bonafede is concerned recent prison riots could hamper efforts to stop the virus from spreading inside detention centres.
We are working non-stop to fight a much bigger battle against the coronavirus. The Ministry of Justice is preparing measures to safeguard the prison guards and the detainees, but we must keep calm and remain united under one fact. This is a difficult moment for the country.
Italy has also put aside billions of euros to ease the economic blow caused by the virus. Ms. Merkel is suggesting up to 70% of the population could become infected.
We in Germany believe that border closures are no adequate response to the challenges. However, measures are necessary for people coming from a risk area so that they won't attend an event with 955 people and that instead they go under domestic quarantine or something similar.
South Africa has ramped up its COVID-19 checks, with more than 50 hospitals introducing a screening process for everyone who enters. Richard Friedland is chief executive of one of the largest private health networks in South Africa, Netcare Group.
The purpose is to keep our patients and our doctors and our staff safe and not to allow anyone in who may potentially be an asymptomatic carrier or may at the moment be ill. And we want to make sure that people, there is a heightened awareness, and we don't inadvertently allow anyone into our facility who's perhaps come into contact with someone who's been to a COVID-19 area or themselves are not well.
Greece has announced extra beds will be added to intensive care units and more doctors are being employed. The World Health Organization says people with mild illness recover in about 2 weeks, while those with more severe illness may take longer to get better. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.